Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in this series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with a perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 53, 18 Treatments Down. Today's episode is just an email that I sent out 16 years ago today. Hannah had her 18th radiation treatment today and her weekly appointment with her oncologist at Children's Hospital. As you know, her blood is drawn every Monday, and they check to make sure her blood counts are within normal limits. If they were to drop to a certain level, we would have to discontinue treatments for a short time while waiting for them to rebound. These visits are always a little nerve-wracking because Hannah is what the nurses call a hard stick. It usually takes two or three nurses to come and stick her two or three times before they can find a good vein. Thankfully, today she had a nurse that was successful on the very first try. Her oncologist came in and visited with us for a few minutes and explained that it is usually at this point in the treatment that he sees blood counts begin to drop. Then he went to check the results of her blood work. When he returned, he jokingly told us that Hannah's counts are so good, she could donate blood. Her white cell count was a little low, but he explained that that is to be expected when undergoing chemotherapy and radiation. So we are praising God for this good report. Hannah is still going to school every day and keeping up with all her schoolwork. She's tired in the evenings, but for the most part feels good. She's beginning to experience some hair loss from the radiation, and this is difficult for her. She dreads washing her hair because that's when she's able to see the most loss. To look at her, you still can't tell that she's lost any because she has such thick, curly hair. Hopefully, it will just thin somewhat, and that will be all. Please pray that she'll be able to deal with the emotional aspect of possibly losing a significant amount of hair. We're still awaiting test results for Bethany. She continues to run a low-grade fever and has abdominal pain from time to time. However, her energy level has definitely improved, and she is clearly feeling better overall. Thank you so much for all your continued prayers and kindnesses. We truly feel God's love through all of you. God is good all the time. Jill and Brad.